Ever wonder who keeps your internet company honest?
Yeah.
Or make sure those targeted ads aren't getting too creepy?
Right.
Well, in Ireland, there's a group for that.
Really?
They're called Comreg.
Okay.
And in this deep dive, we're going to unpack exactly what they do and how their work impacts you.
Uh-huh.
Especially with big changes coming down the line like the EU AI Act.
What's interesting here is that Comreg's reach is much wider than most people realize.
Oh, really?
It's not just about your internet bill.
Mm.
They deal with everything from radio frequencies to postal services.
Oh, it's a lot more than I expected. So for those of us who haven't spent hours reading up on Irish regulatory bodies, break it down.
Sure.
What is Comreg?
Well, Comreg is the Commission for Communications Regulation.
Okay.
Essentially, they're the referees for Ireland's entire communications landscape,
wow,
making sure everything runs smoothly and fairly,
hmm,
and they've got some serious legal muscle to back them up.
Okay, so they're not just politely asking companies to behave. What kind of laws give them that authority?
Well, the foundation is the Communications Regulation Act of 2002.
Mm-hmm.
But there have been some key updates.
Okay.
The 2023 amendment, for example, gave Comreg more power to actually penalize companies that break the rules.
So they can issue fines now.
Yeah, meaning they can issue fines now.
Interesting.
And then there's the EU's market surveillance regulation, which adds another layer,
uh-huh,
especially when it comes to online marketplaces and products coming in from outside the EU.
So they're not just setting the rules of the game.
Right.
They're also calling out fouls and handing out penalties.
Exactly.
I'm guessing they've had some interesting cases cross their desks recently.
Definitely. They have a process called a Notice of Suspected Noncompliance, or NSNC.
Okay.
Where they investigate potential rule breaking.
Mm-hmm.
One case that comes to mind involved a major telecom company that wasn't being entirely transparent about extra charges on their bills.
Oh, well.
Comreg stepped in, issued an NSNC, and ultimately the company had to simplify their billing and compensate customers.
That's a win for consumers.
Yeah.
It makes you realize these aren't just abstract legal battles.
Right.
They have real-world consequences.
Exactly. Another case involved a social media platform that wasn't doing enough to protect user data.
Really?
Comreg investigated, and the platform ended up having to make significant changes to their privacy settings and data handling practices.
So it's not just about making sure your internet works.
Yeah.
It's about safeguarding your privacy in this increasingly digital world.
Absolutely. And with the EU AI Act on the horizon, Comreg's role in data protection is only going to become more important.
The EU AI Act. Fill me in.
This is major legislation aimed at regulating artificial intelligence.
Okay.
It's a complex beast, but the gist is that it sets rules for how AI can be developed and used.
Uh-huh.
Especially when it comes to things like personal data and potential biases.
Mm.
Now, parts of this act are going to fall directly under Comreg's jurisdiction.
So in a way, they're going to be regulating the regulators.
Well,
or at least the tools they use.
It's more like they're becoming the referees for the algorithms. They'll have to make sure AI systems are being used responsibly, transparently, and in a way that respects people's rights.
That sounds like a huge responsibility.
It is. And it's going to require a whole new level of expertise within Comreg.
Wow.
They'll need to understand the complexities of AI, the potential risks, and how to apply these new regulations effectively.
It's interesting because we often hear concerns about AI from groups like the Irish Council for Civil Liberties, the ICCL.
The ICCL is a human rights watchdog.
Right.
And naturally, they're concerned about how technology impacts those rights.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll often find them raising concerns about data protection, privacy, and the potential for AI to be used in ways that discriminate or infringe on freedoms.
Do they have any actual authority over Comreg?
Not directly. They're independent entities.
Hmm.
The ICCL's role is more about advocacy and raising awareness,
Russia,
while Comreg is responsible for the actual regulation and enforcement.
So it's like they're shining a spotlight on potential problems.
Yes.
While Comreg figures out how to address them within the legal framework.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
It's important to have these different perspectives, even if they sometimes clash, to make sure the digital world develops in a way that benefits everyone.
Speaking of benefits, we've talked a lot about consumers.
Uh-huh.
But what about businesses?
Right.
Do they just see Comreg as a rule enforcer?
Well, think about it.
Okay.
When the playing field is level and everyone's following the rules, businesses actually benefit.
Okay.
Comreg's work in ensuring fair competition, preventing monopolies, and protecting consumers from unfair practices ultimately creates a healthier market for everyone involved.
So it's less about being afraid of penalties and more about creating an environment where businesses can thrive.
Exactly. And here's something many businesses might not realize.
Okay.
Comreg actually provides a ton of resources to help them navigate these complex regulations.
They have guides, online tools, and even offer consultations to help businesses understand their obligations.
Oh, wow.
Especially when it comes to things like data protection.
So it's almost like they're saying, hey, we know this stuff is complicated, but we're here to help you succeed.
That's a great way to summarize it.
I'm sure there's even more to uncover about how Comreg's work impacts us all.
Absolutely.
Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll delve deeper into the specifics of how businesses can benefit from their services and explore some more of those high-profile cases.
Sounds good. Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about the upside of Comreg for businesses. It's easy to focus on the enforcement side, but there's real value in the support they offer.
Especially in this rapidly changing digital landscape where keeping up with data protection laws and AI regulations can feel like a full-time job in itself.
Precisely. And for smaller businesses who might not have dedicated legal teams, Comreg's resources can be a game changer.
They provide clear and concise guides on everything from basic data protection obligations to best practices for online marketing.
It's almost like having a free consultant on speed dial helping you navigate the complexities of digital regulations.
Exactly. And they're constantly working to make compliance as easy as possible.
Oh, wow.
For instance, they recently launched a new online portal where businesses can manage their communication licenses and registrations all in one place.
So they're not just setting the rules, they're giving you the tools to play by them. But let's zoom out a bit.
Okay.
We've talked about businesses and consumers, but how does Comreg's work impact the overall digital ecosystem in Ireland?
Their impact is multifaceted.
Okay.
By ensuring fair competition and preventing monopolies, Comreg fosters a dynamic marketplace where new players can emerge and innovation thrives. This ultimately benefits everyone from businesses to consumers by creating more choice and driving down prices.
It's like they're the gardeners of the digital landscape, pruning back the overgrowth and making space for new things to flourish.
That's a great analogy. And it's not just about fostering competition.
Mm-hmm.
They also play a key role in setting standards for network reliability, customer service, and accessibility for people with disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
This ensures a baseline level of quality and fairness across the entire communications sector.
So it's about ensuring that everyone has a fair shot at participating in and benefiting from the digital world, regardless of their circumstances. But how do they stay ahead of the curve, especially with the rapid pace of technological advancement?
Staying ahead of the curve is a constant challenge, particularly in the realm of AI. The EU AI Act is a significant step, but as we discussed earlier, it's just the beginning.
Right.
Comreg will need to continually adapt their approaches, invest in new expertise, and collaborate with stakeholders to effectively regulate this evolving landscape.
It sounds like a never-ending game of cat and mouse with technology constantly pushing the boundaries and regulators trying to keep up.
It is. And that's why it's so crucial for organizations like Comreg to embrace innovation and be proactive in anticipating future challenges.
We've talked about Comreg's role in regulating and supporting businesses, their impact on the overall digital ecosystem, and the challenges they face with the rapid advancement of AI. But they're not operating in a vacuum, are they?
Absolutely not. They actively collaborate with a wide range of organizations, both in Ireland and internationally.
Oh, wow.
They work with other regulators to share knowledge and coordinate efforts.
Uh-huh.
They engage with industry stakeholders to get their input on proposed regulations, and they partner with consumer advocacy groups to ensure that the public's interests are protected.
It sounds like a complex web of relationships, all working towards a common goal of a fair and thriving digital landscape.
It is, and it highlights the fact that Comreg, despite their significant responsibilities, can't do it alone.
Right.
This collaborative approach is essential to navigating the complexities of the digital world and ensuring that everyone's voice is heard.
We've covered a lot of ground today, from the legal framework that underpins Comreg's authority to the practical ways they impact businesses, consumers, and the overall digital ecosystem. We've also touched on the challenges they face with the rise of AI and the importance of their collaborative approach.
And we've seen how their work extends beyond just keeping your internet running smoothly.
Right.
They're the guardians of a fair and competitive digital landscape, striving to protect our rights and ensure that everyone has the opportunity to benefit from the digital revolution.
It's been an eye-opening journey, to say the least. But before we wrap things up, I'd like to turn to you, our listener. What are your thoughts on Comreg's role in Ireland's digital landscape? What questions or concerns do you have? We'll be back after a short break to share some final thoughts and leave you with a question to ponder. Welcome back to our deep dive into Comreg and Ireland's evolving digital landscape.
It's fascinating to consider how Comreg's role is becoming even more critical as technology advances at an unprecedented pace.
We've touched on the EU AI Act, but I think it deserves a bit more attention given its potential impact. This isn't just another piece of legislation.
Right.
It's a whole new framework for how we develop and use AI.
Absolutely. It's a complex and ambitious undertaking, aiming to strike a balance between fostering innovation and safeguarding fundamental rights.
Sounds like a tightrope walk. How will Comreg navigate the challenges of regulating AI without stifling its potential?
One key aspect will be adaptability. AI is constantly evolving, so Comreg will need to stay ahead of the curve, continually updating their knowledge and approaches.
It's like trying to regulate a moving target.
Exactly. They'll need to be flexible and willing to adjust their strategies as new AI technologies emerge.
And it's not just about technical expertise, right? There are ethical considerations as well.
Absolutely. AI raises all sorts of ethical dilemmas, from bias in algorithms to the potential impact on jobs and privacy. Comreg will need to grapple with these issues, ensuring that AI development and deployment align with human values.
It sounds like a monumental task. How can they possibly address all these complexities?
It will undoubtedly be a challenge, but Comreg has a history of collaboration and public engagement. They'll need to continue working closely with stakeholders, including industry experts, researchers, and advocacy groups, to develop a regulatory framework that fosters innovation while protecting fundamental rights.
So it's about finding that sweet spot where AI can thrive without compromising our values.
Precisely. And it's an ongoing process that requires open dialogue, careful consideration, and a willingness to adapt.
As we wrap up this deep dive, what's the one key takeaway you'd like our listeners to remember about Comreg?
I think it's this. Comreg plays a vital role in shaping Ireland's digital future. They're more than just regulators. They're facilitators, protectors, and enablers working to create a digital landscape that benefits everyone.
And as technology continues to evolve, their role becomes even more crucial.
Absolutely. They're the guardians of a fair, competitive, and innovative digital ecosystem, ensuring that Ireland remains at the forefront of the digital revolution.
This has been an incredibly insightful exploration of Comreg and the challenges and opportunities that lie ahead in Ireland's dynamic digital landscape. We hope you found it informative and engaging.
It's been a pleasure sharing our insights, and we encourage you to continue exploring these important issues.
And as always, we leave you with a final thought to ponder. As AI becomes increasingly integrated into our lives, what role should citizens play in shaping its regulation? How can we ensure that AI is used ethically and responsibly, benefiting society as a whole?
These are questions that will continue to challenge us in the years to come, and we hope this deep dive has equipped you to engage in these crucial conversations.
Thank you for joining us on this journey. Until next time, stay curious and stay informed.